It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I hope you had a great weekend. Welcome in Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears in studio. Scooter Dingus with me on this Monday.
Woohoo!
Hello, Scoots. I hear you're ending the show early today. Is that true?
There's a rumor.
Oh, we had a little argument.
We did have a little argument.
Had a little tete-a-tete, a little set-to.
Yeah, a little tiff, if you will.
Yeah.
Argument may be a little strong.
I will walk out. I won't worry. I don't care. You do whatever you want.
You let me know you will not fight it.
I will not fight it at all. 6 days until Selection Sunday.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we're here, man. It's March 11th. It's Monday, March 11th. Welcome to the show, already in progress. M&M Carnage Hotline's open. 384-1450, if you'd like to join in on the conversation, 384-1450, area code 502 if you need that. Thornton's text line is open as well, 502-414-1450. Head by Thornton's, get your icy cold thirst quencher. It will keep your day going in the right direction. Right now, 32-ounce fountain drink, smaller, only 89 cents. That's right, 89 cents. Come in today, grab a fountain drink from Thornton's, and hit me up on the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. There are three fan bases that I like to talk to on this program, on this here little program. Kentucky fan base, very excited about Selection Sunday. Beat Tennessee on Saturday. You've got four wins. You're 4-1, by the way, against the top eight teams in the net rankings. That's pretty good. That's a good little matzo ball to have on your resume come Sunday. You beat Alabama. You beat Auburn. You beat North Carolina, and you beat Tennessee, and you lost to Tennessee. So you're 4-1 against the top eight in the net rankings. That's got to mean something, right? Scooter, that feels like it moves you up one line on the seed chart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Because the net rankings, I don't know how accurate they are or should be taken seriously, but they are taken seriously by the committee. And Kentucky fan is all a glitter today. Beat the Vols on the road for the second straight year. You're the two seed in the tournament. You get the double bye. You're opposite Tennessee and Auburn. You beat Ole Miss or A&M, and then you get Alabama in the semifinals. Man, that's a good feeling. That's a good feeling. You're thinking two seed. I know you're thinking two seed. Pump your brakes a little bit. You're still 19 in the net. All right? You're still 19 in the net. I didn't think it was going to happen, but that North Carolina-Wilmington loss early in the year at home, it's going to come back to haunt you on that Sunday. Indiana fan base, oh, man, give me some Xanax. Give me something to relax my nerves. I need a little help here. I've won four in a row. I feel great. Man, this is the Indiana I imagined at the beginning of the year. Scooter, am I wrong? I'm not an Indiana guy. You are. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I mean – just based off preseason predictions, yeah, you're wrong. I mean, everybody had Indiana finishing 12th in the Big Ten, and here we are going into the tournament at number six.
But I'm talking about Indiana fan. I'm not talking about predictions in the preseason by the idiots in the media like myself.
Idiots talking in the about, media?
Well, you know, some media members don't realize how ridiculous this job is. I do. I do understand it. I'm here to entertain. I'm not telling you anything that you don't rightfully have a different opinion on. I'm not. I'm here to entertain.
I mean, you've told me for a few weeks now that don't count Indiana out.
Yes. They tied for sixth in the Big Ten. They are the sixth seed in the upcoming Big Ten tournament based on that one-point win over Sparty yesterday. By the way, Sparty, not very good.
Mm-mm.
But both teams are 18-11 now, or 18-13, sorry. Both teams are 10-10 in conference, and Indiana wins a tiebreaker there with Velma and Iowa because Iowa stunk up the court at home against Illinois last night. So you get the sixth seed. I think you're going to get six teams in the tournament. Why not Indiana? Why not Indiana?
Got to go on a run.
93 in the net hurts. You did move up four more spots after yesterday's win. But 93 is it's not the number you want to see. But win the first game of the tournament. All right? Michigan or Penn State? Who you want here? Penn State's beating you twice, right?
Doesn't matter. I mean, I guess ideally Michigan, But
Michigan, Penn State, win that game, Nebraska. All games are winnable, so I hate using the word winnable. Mm-hmm. But I like the matchup if I'm Mike Woodson. Get to the semifinals. That's 20 wins, you're in.
I mean,
you don't believe me, I'm telling you, you're in.
It sets up nicely for Indiana here in this Big Ten tournament. I mean, like you mentioned, the first two games winnable, and then if you're able to win those first two, you got Illinois, a team who you had a whole lot of success again in the regular season. You just couldn't close that game out. So I would like to think that the hopes are going to be high for Indiana with the way the tournament sets up.
Trey Galloway's got to play.
Yep.
Now, he went out with a knee injury. He came back to the bench. He had ice on the knee. I don't know what ice was doing on the knee. I don't know what that's going to help there, keeping the swelling down. Well, if they're swelling, that's not a good sign. Will he be back Thursday? I hope so, because they need Trey Galloway.
He'll be back.
Okay, Dr. Scooter.
Dr. Rink.
But Indiana's this week is going to be a whole lot of stress for Indiana fans. You know who it's not any stress for? Louisville fan. That's fan base number three on this radio show. You are now 8-23, 3-17 in conference. You lost to Boston College for the second time this year. You ruined my parlay. Not that that matters. Louisville fan is, thank God it's over. You got a game Tuesday against North Carolina State. 4:30, by the way. That's a perfect time for this team. Mm-hmm. This team, all their games should be mid-afternoon on a weekday at 4:30. That's how bad they are. But you're glad it's over. Thank you for it being over. Louisville is now 214th in the net ranking. That is 11 spots below Vanderbilt.
They got a big win this weekend.
Whatever. 15th in the ACC. You secured that a week and a half ago. And if you happen to win Tuesday, and look, I hope they do. I hope they do. You get Syracuse on Wednesday. And I think that's it. I think that's it Tuesday, but I think Wednesday is about as far as you can hope to go if you're Cardinal fan.
You could beat Syracuse.
And then you start the coach search. See, here's another thing that happens this week that's fun. Black Wednesday, Black Thursday, Black Friday, they're all black this week. Because as soon as you lose in your conference tournament, coaches are going to be sent packing.
Did you happen to see the interview with the Utah State women's
yes.
coach?
Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
That's a tough. And I give her credit.
She handled it well.
She handled it great. She was told by the athletic director on the way to the press conference after Utah State lost that she was not going to be brought back next year. So the first question, or in fact the only question, at the presser was, what do you do to turn this around next year?
To rebuild.
Yeah. And she said, I'm not going to be rebuilding. I just met with so-and-so and told I wasn't coming back. They're looking for, I hope they get a great coach.
But then she ends it with assuming that's going to be the last
guess
question.
Guess there aren't any follow-ups, right? Anybody else? I'm cooking chicken tortellini tonight. That's what I'm doing, and I'm putting my resume online to look for another job. That was classic. Mm-hmm. Classic. I give her a lot of credit because why show up to the press conference at
right.
that point?
Yeah.
But she did. She took one question. She waited, you know. I wish I had been there. I would have said, well, player A had 30 in the first, had 22 in the first half, and we just couldn't stop her. What was the defensive philosophy? Just see if she'd answer. Just to see if she would have answered. But that was great of her. So Kentucky fan base, all of Twitter today. Everybody's happy, except Kyra Elzey, of course. Everybody's happy. Indiana fan base, it is going to be a week of, look, there's not going to be any fingernails left this week. We're chewing everything. We might get down to chewing toenails.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
It's disgusting.
Well, I got a 5-year-old grandson. You see everything. Indiana fan is just nervous. They're going to be pacing. It looked, as they said in the movie Airplane, tell me you've seen Airplane.
We've had this discussion, John.
You've seen Airplane?
I have not.
Oh, my God.
I can't find
anywhere. Sure looks
to watch
like
it.
I picked a wrong week to give up sniffing glue. All right? Anybody that's seen Airplane knows what I'm talking about. But that's Indiana fan this week. You are on the edge of your seat because you feel like you have to win. You have to win one. You probably need to win two. Three is a gift from heaven, and you're going to the Big Ten championship game and the NCAA tournament. But you have to win one, and it's probably going to be Penn State. Let's be honest. Michigan stinks. They stunk again yesterday. They're not good. And Penn State's beaten you twice. So let the ulcers begin. Don't have a stroke. I don't want anybody to have a stroke out there. But this is tough. This is a tough time of year.
Well, speaking of
if
tough.
If you're on the bubble.
I mean, not only is it a tough week for just waiting around, but you don't play till Thursday at 9 o'clock. So you got to wait all week.
Scooter's and then, favorite game, the 9 o'clock Thursday
then
start.
You finally get to the game day, and it's like, oh, you got to wait till 9 o'clock tonight.
Maybe
Sorry.
9 o'clock, Scooter.
Yeah, it'll be 9:30, 9:45.
Maybe 9 o'clock because 6:30 is Ohio State and Iowa.
Oh, that's at 6:30?
That's 6:30.
Oh, okay. So,
you'll probably be okay.
Nine. Yeah.
And Louisville fan, hey, here are some nice parting gifts. Enjoy Dan McDonald and the baseball team this year. Get ready for Jeff Brohm and football. And now we start looking for the new coach.
Louisville baseball win yesterday?
I have no idea. I'll look it up.
I only asked because the Northwestern baseball team was staying at our hotel this weekend.
Ah.
That's who they played.
I don't know how to segue from that.
Well, I know they got killed the first two games.
Get ready for spring football, Cardinal fans. And Jeff Brohm going to have a top-level team again. And maybe you win the ACC. Maybe you get to another ACC championship game. But basketball, all we're worried about now is who is the next coach going to be. And I don't know who it's going to be. We'll see. There are four teams that have punched their ticket, as they say. Drake beats Indiana State. Mm-hmm. Is Indiana State in?
To me, it's a no-brainer they're in. Yeah.
No, I disagree 100%.
Really?
Seth Davis agrees with me.
I mean, it seems like that's the popular opinion is that they're not in. But I said this on roll call this morning. They have spent were they in the top 25 for two, three weeks there?
They were.
Any team that spends time in the top 25, to me, is very obviously one of the best 68 teams in the country.
Doesn't matter if they're one of the best 68. You still have to give those automatic bids to Longwood and Moorhead State and Stetson, who all got in yesterday as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, you got two championship games. How about if Samford beats East Tennessee State? They're 10-point underdogs. Or if East Tennessee State beats Samford. ETSU is 19-15. They'd get in. Samford be out.
Yeah.
Arkansas State, and that's the Southern Conference. Sun Belt, Arkansas State, and James Madison. James Madison was the second seed. They're 30-3. 30-3. I don't even know who the number one seed was, but they lost to Arkansas State, who is 18-15. And JMU in Pensacola, Florida, is only a 5-point favorite tonight. So you get two more tonight. We'll have six in by the end of the evening.
JMU's kind of like Indiana State for me. I mean, if they lose this game tonight, they should receive one of the at-large.
Okay. Bids. Who won the conference? Tell me who won the Sun Belt Conference. Because JMU did not even win their regular season conference. Yeah. If they lose in the tournament as well, am I taking two teams from the Sun Belt Conference? Three teams.
Yeah.
The one, the two, and Arkansas State, who would have to win this game tonight? I can't take three from the Sun Belt Conference. And am I taking a 30-win JMU over whoever beat them in the regular season race for the conference title? No. The answer is no.
App State.
I'm taking one. App State, what's their overall record?
27-6.
Yet they somehow won or were the number one seed. They probably tied, but they were the number one seed.
They were 16-2. James Madison was 15-3.
Which means they were 15-0 out of conference. I bet that's not a difficult schedule. So whoever wins tonight is in, and I feel like everybody else is out. It's the Sun Belt. Come on, let's be honest. 4, 5, and 6 all lost yesterday, Scoots. All three. Saturday, Tennessee lost to Kentucky. Number 5, Arizona, who I don't understand how you lay an egg here. You just watched Tennessee lose. you are now going to be back on the one seed line. All you got to do is beat a bad Southern Cal team. That's all you got to do. Can't do it. In fact, 78-65.
Not even close.
They get blown out by Bronny James and Southern Cal. And then Iowa State loses on the road to Kansas State. I know Iowa State is Iowa State, but they were still ranked 6th in the country. Against a Kansas State team that is okay at home, terrible on the road. They beat Kansas at home, and now they've beaten Iowa State at home. And they're not going to get in the tournament. Not a good team. So, just get ready.
Is DJ Rodman Dennis's boy?
That's a great question. Trinity is his girl.
I knew that, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to guess yes.
Yeah, it is. He looks just like him.
A lot of piercings and tats? No?
No, not quite yet.
Did you watch the end of the LSU-South Carolina women's game?
I didn't watch it live, but I have since seen it, yes.
I flipped it over just in time. I thought, well, let's see who's winning this game. And it was close with 4 minutes to go, so I thought, all right, I'll finish it off. And, wow, when the dude comes out of the stands and jumps the table, jumps over the media table, it was her brother. See, you got to put him down if you're the policeman. The policeman gingerly walked him out. And I'm sure he spent a little time in the Hooskow. You got to put him down, man. You got to put him down. You got to cuff him. You can't do that.
Nah, he wasn't arrested or anything.
You got to be kidding me.
Nope.
Now, I will say this. He came over to the table quick. The policeman came over just as quick.
Mm-hmm.
But he was right next to Cardosa, who knocked his sister to the turf, and he didn't touch her. He didn't touch her.
You know, I'm
if
not
he touches her, it's trouble there.
We're not a big Kim Mulkey radio show here.
No, I get it.
But her response to it was pretty hilarious when she told her, like, pick on somebody your own size. How are you going to push down a girl that's a foot shorter than you?
She leveled her. It was not a flop.
I think there was a tinge of acting.
You think so? And then Haley Van Hiff started at her and looked up and went, uh-oh, what have I done? I'm going to let this one go. I'm not going to say anything else to her. It's always fun to watch LSU lose.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina, though, look, they needed a buzzer beater in the semis to beat Tennessee, and that game went down to the wire. And so I know they're undefeated. I know they've been number one all year. They're vulnerable here. They're vulnerable. I heard this today. What a great matchup. Final four here. How about this? LSU, South Carolina on one side of the bracket. Iowa, Caitlin Clark, and USC with their freshman, I can't remember her name, on the other side of the bracket. I mean, there are better storylines in the women's game right now than there are in the men's game.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me one UConn player.
For the men?
Yeah.
Klingon.
Okay. How deep can you go?
That's...
Newton's good.
Yeah, Newton. That's the only two I could think of off the top of my
Tell
head.
Tell me how many Houston players you know.
None. Not one.
Shed is really good. If you're just an average fan here, and Purdue, just because it's Purdue, everybody knows Zach Edey, but nobody knows any of the other guys if we're not living around here. So there are better storylines in the women's game. Now, the March Madness is still March Madness, and the men's game is going to draw a lot more eyes than the women's game. That's just the world we live in because it is March Madness and crazy things happen. But as far as characters and storylines, women's game wins in that area. And part of it is they stay 3-4 years. They don't run off the image. They don't jump in the portal nearly as often as the men do. So you're able to see Caitlin Clark play for 4 years. You're able to see Angel Reese for a couple of years. Asia Wilson was a big star at South Carolina. You're able to see these women and actually watch them play on the big stage more than one time.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a difference. All right, let's take a break. Duke still trips people. We'll talk about that. NFL news, Scooter, he's going to be incorrigible in this next segment. We'll talk about Russell Wilson going to the Steelers. and college basketball. System will give you what happened there. UK's win, Indiana's win, Louisville's loss. We'll break it all down. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio. Scooter Dingus on the other side of the glass. M&M Cartage hotline is open, 502-384-1450 to join in the conversation, 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. That's the number to get your text into the show, 414-1450. Buzz says Northwestern beat Louisville yesterday. Louisville won the first two games of the series.
Handily.
11-5 and 10-2, and it was 6-3 Northwestern over the Cards yesterday. Louisville back in action Tuesday and Wednesday. Lipscomb, the Bisons, come to Jim Patterson Stadium for 3 o'clock starts Tuesday and Wednesday out of the A-Sun Conference.
I should have known Northwestern would get them yesterday. They looked like they had their game face on leaving the hotel.
Did you live bet that one?
Nope. Did not.
Can Although you, it was can you live bet college baseball?
I guess think so. You can. Yeah, absolutely. By the way, I told you off air, Evansville softball was also at the hotel this weekend. Really funny. Almost identical jerseys. They both had the purple pinstripes. Yeah. It was pretty hilarious.
Did you catch any, you know, Evansville softball players going into Northwestern baseball player rooms?
I didn't, but like I didn't.
Any hookups?
I wasn't watching that closely, though.
You never know.
Maybe.
Hey, college, baby. Everybody loves college, except me. Kyle Filipowski tripped Ingram Saturday night. Were you watching?
I was not watching. I have seen it, of course, though.
And then he tried to say he didn't do it. That is Grayson Allen. Grayson Allen never admitted to anything. Now, Grayson Allen is having a terrific career in the NBA. He's a lot better than anybody thought he was going to be at that level. Playing for the Suns now. He had a run with Milwaukee. And he's a scorer off the bench. He can shoot it. He's made a career for himself. Uh-huh. And Filipowski will play at the next level, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, what are you doing?
Do they have to take a class when they get on campus before they go to their first practice, how to trip and then lie about it?
Apparently so. I was just trying to get up. I was just, okay.
It's not a natural way to get up, no. Kyle.
No. Your feet are supposed to be on the ground when you're getting up. You don't lift it up. And then after the game, the Cameron Crazies are throwing things, plastic bottles, empty, I think, plastic bottles, throwing water. I heard a gumball came flying out of the crowd. I don't know who had a gumball. Who's got a gumball in their pocket going, boy, you know, I hope we get a chance to knock one of these Carolina players in the head with this thing. I'm just saving it. If I don't, of course, I'm going to eat it.
Actually, I'm sitting there thinking about it. Somebody recently had gumballs, and it was none other than TJ Walker.
Happy birthday, TJ Walker, by the way.
Absolutely happy birthday. But no, he came into the studio. 40?
He's 40. Right?
33, entering his Larry Bird year.
Yeah, I took a shot. He's 40. He doesn't look a day over 40.
He doesn't, no.
Happy birthday, TJ.
But no, he brought a bag of gumballs into the studio not too long ago. Just dropped them on the table. Gumball? No.
Unless you are at one of those quarter machines that you're turning the dial, and where do you get gumballs?
He had a bag of them.
And why do you buy gumball? But anyway, the Cameron Crazies went past crazy. They went unacceptable. Now, as soon as the game's over, Carolina's over right in front of them, taunting them. I get it. Big rivalry game, all of that. Can't throw stuff on the court. You can't throw stuff at the. You've been yelling at them the whole game. And look, it's not. I'm sure it's not PG rated, right? You've been giving them grief the whole game. It's definitely R, maybe even NC-17 rating. It is not good. But you can't throw things at players. And then Shire, after the game, apologizes not for what the Cameron Crazies did. He apologized to the Cameron Crazies. We're going to fix this thing. I'm sorry. We're going to figure it out. I said all year I don't think they're that good. The freshman is better than I thought he was going to be. His name escapes me. He was really good. Roach is very acceptable at a point guard. And Filipowski, he has his good days. But I just don't think they're made to go far in the tournament. That's all. And I'll probably eat those words. I'll probably be in the Final Four, but I don't think they're that good. In fact, I think other than Houston, Purdue, UConn, I'm going to throw in Tennessee and Arizona and maybe Kentucky at this point. After that, I don't know who I'd bet. I got to bet on BYU. I think that was a mistake. That's $10 I wish I had back. Man, they look good when they beat Bellarmine.
But it was a value bet.
It was a value bet. So was Kentucky, by the way.
Yeah.
Kentucky. All right, Kentucky 85, Tennessee 81. You want my bad beat of the week story?
Not really.
Okay.
The listeners might, though, but I don't.
17 SEC games overs. 6 out of 7. All SEC games went over except Tennessee-Kentucky by half a point.
It's pretty brutal.
7 for 7 would have paid. $5 would have paid 430-something. Sheesh. 420-something.
That could have made for a fun weekend.
Second year in a row, the Cats have gone into Knoxville and knocked off Tennessee. Last year, they were a double-digit underdog. This year, it started at 9.5. I think it ended up 7.5, 8, something around there. But that's a great win. It's a great win. There's no other way to say it. And if they don't allow a last-second desperation tip-in by LSU, Kentucky is probably in the top 8 right now in the country. But they did allow it. So you can't, you know, if ifs and nuts were candy and butts, candy and nuts, every day would be Christmas. Kentucky secures the number 2 seed in the SEC tournament. So double bye. They will play Friday at 7 on the SEC Network against the winner of Ole Miss and Texas A&M. They lost at Texas A&M earlier this year. They beat Ole Miss at home. I don't think either of those two teams scares Kentucky at all. Right? Am I wrong on that?
I think you probably want the revenge with Texas A&M, right?
I think if you are John Calipari, yes. We want A&M because I know our guys will be focused if we play A&M. If this team look, and I said this before, they give up way too many points. Tennessee scored 81. Bama scored in the 95. Arkansas had over 100 in a loss. They give up way too many points. But I don't believe you can just outscore teams 6 games in a row and not play any defense because you're going to have a bad shooting night or you're going to run into a defense like Houston that is going to just shut down what you normally are able to do. But if there is a team that can do that, I think this is the team. They get the double bye, as I mentioned, which is critical. Had they lost that game Saturday, they would have been the 5 seed. And then you got to play on Thursday. So it's a win. I know it's against your rival. It's a good win against a top 5 net ranking team or a top 5 team, top 8 net ranking team. That's all good. But the fact that you get the 2 seed in the conference tournament is huge. Because now you can't get upset on Thursday. Uh-huh. You can't take a loss on Thursday, which would drop you a couple notches on the seed line. You automatically get a pass there. Antonio Reeves, 27.7 rebounds. Reed Shepard.
Sheesh.
I'm running out of superlatives here. 27 points.
On 14
who was the,
shots.
Who was the announcer for that game? You were in your car listening
on the
radio.
Yeah, I listened on radio, yeah.
Whoever the analyst was said stone cold killer. Because on a fast break, he took a 3 with nobody under the basket, and it was nothing but the bottom of it, right in front of his own bench. And I have to feel like, and maybe I'm wrong about this, Calipari was yelling, no, 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 and he buried it. 27 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. He did have a steal. He did have 4 turnovers. Freshman will do that.
The hell's wrong with him? One steal again?
I know.
Like, what are you
doing, killing
Reed?
His average. Justin Edwards was unbelievable in the first half. All of a sudden, you can rely on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
16 points, 6 rebounds. He had 4 assists as well. He has turned into the guy Kentucky fan thought he was going to be at the beginning of the year. Dillingham was in foul trouble the first half, finished with 11 points. The bigs, all right, the three bigs, right, the three-headed monster, Onyenso, Ivicic. Can we get some names that I can pronounce here?
Big Z,
Big Ugo, and Aaron Bradshaw combined 0 points, 6 rebounds, 0 assists. But they had 5 block shots, and Kentucky had 9 block shots as a team. And Onyenso, although he didn't score, and by the way, he's the guy that had all 6 of those rebounds, he was really instrumental defensively, especially in the early part of that game. Dalton Knecht scored 40 for Tennessee. He's the real deal now, but he got his shot blocked twice by Big Z early. He had no help. Kentucky's bench outscored Tennessee's 38-5. When Ziegler got in foul trouble at the in the first half, the announcer made a point of, I don't know who's going to help Knecht here, because they are offensively challenged when Ziegler and Knecht are not on the floor at the same time. They got some big guys in there that when Ziegler breaks down the defense, he'll dish it to him for a dunk. Some guys that can offensive rebound, get some putbacks. But as far as creating offense that's not fast break offense, they struggle a lot. And Knecht had to just stop and take some threes sometimes. But he's good, man. He was at Northern Colorado. Is that right? Northern Colorado last year.
Right, yeah.
He did not make Big Sky first team. He was second team. And the guy said yesterday, I want to see who the first team was, because this guy's unbelievable. He went junior college, Northern Colorado, and grad student, grad year at Tennessee. If you're a Kentucky fan, the good news is you'll have to see him next year. He's gone. Kentucky shot 46%, just under. Tennessee 37.8. Tennessee hit 12 out of 36 threes. Now, that's 33%, which I always say that's the baseline. Right? 33% from three is the same as 50% from two. Do the math. I'm right. 12 out of 36, not bad, right? Kentucky was 15 of 29. They just shoot it better and better. Edwards is now a guy that you feel good about him shooting a three. Wagner is now a guy you don't feel horrible about him shooting a three. You don't feel good. But you don't feel horrible about him shooting a three. We know Dillingham can shoot. We know Shepard can shoot. We know Reeves can shoot. Now, after watching the, I think it was Arkansas game, I don't want Big Z taken anymore. He had that early in the season string where you're like, hey, this guy could shoot. No, I don't know. He broke a couple backboards the other day. But 15 out of 29, 16 of 18 at the free throw line. That'll win you a lot of games. Kentucky out-rebounded Tennessee. That's a toughness stat. Cal said we got out-toughed when they came to Lexington. We got to be tougher. They were 42-37 on the glass. And now, as I mentioned, 4 wins over top 8 teams in the net. That is going to get you. Right now, I think there's still a 4. I think that they got a lot closer to a 3 with that win. Still probably a 4. Beat A&M or Ole Miss, maybe you get up to a 3. Beat Alabama, you're a 3. Beat Alabama, you're a 3. Beat Alabama, then beat the Tennessee-Auburn survivor in the championship game, you might get to a 2. Now, it depends what happens in these other conferences. Arizona may be going backwards. I'll look at Lenardi at the break and see who the 2s are right now. Because if you're a Kentucky fan, yes, you're watching your own team, but you're scoreboard watching too here. All right, we'll tell you why Indiana gets in. Scooter loves that. And I promise, Scoots, I didn't want to leave you out here. We'll talk about Russell Wilson. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big A. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage John Spears in studio. Scooter Dingus just making it back to the producer's chair.
Barely.
He's excited. He's got a quarterback. His Steelers have a quarterback.
He's not sure how much of one, but yeah, we got one.
Russell Wilson's stats, I heard this today. Russell Wilson's numbers from last season are better than the Steelers' quarterbacks from the previous two seasons combined.
Woof.
So you got to be happy.
Yeah. No, I am happy. I'm welcoming to Russell Wilson. That's kind of what I wanted to see play out all along. Now, does come with a caveat that it's not old Russell Wilson. It is old Russell Wilson, I guess, but he's not going to be the same quarterback he was in his golden years. But all
nobody
he has to
is,
do
except Tom Brady.
All he has to do is take care of the football. If he does that, Steelers have been, I think, I want to say they were like 15-3 last year when they took, or the last 2 years when they took care of the football or had less turnovers than the opponent. And when they had more, they're 0-11.
It's Mike Tomlin. So you're going to be start at 9-8.
Yep.
You're going to be 9-8.
Yep.
Get two extra wins out of Russell Wilson. You're 11-6, and you're competing for the division title. That's all.
Tough division.
Well, it is a tough division. By the way, T. Higgins asked for a trade today.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
They're going to franchise him, if they haven't already. But they haven't negotiated with him, and he said he loves Cincinnati, but he can't deal with him not trying to give him a long-term contract.
I don't really understand that. So he got the tag, which means he's going to get like what, $21 million?
I can't feel sorry for him.
Why would you request a trade instead of playing the season out and taking your $21 million?
Go out there and get yourself 70 to 80 catches. I know Ja'Marr Chase is the number one guy. Go out there, get your catches, and you'll get your contract.
Mm-hmm.
Take it easy. Now, the Bengals paid Joe Burrow. They have to pay Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
Where's the money going to come from?
Right.
That's the problem. It's a good problem. That's what I love about the NFL, the parity because of the salary cap.
Well, and I guess I understand guys not wanting to play on the franchise tag because worst comes to worst, what happens if you get hurt? You know, then there's not a contract waiting for you next year.
So anyway, back to the Steelers, they can win that division. Cleveland?
No.
Cleveland was great, but you know,
Indiana has a better shot.
It may have been a sort of a mirage.
Indiana has a better shot of making the NCAA tournament than the Steelers do of winning the AFC North.
Indiana has a shot at making the tournament. I don't deny that.
What?
See, you're coming around to my side of my way of thinking.
I'm just saying, I don't think either are likely.
All right. So Russell Wilson signs a 1-year deal with the Steelers. Now, Kenny Pickett has been told he can compete for the job. But if you're Russell Wilson, you're going in here with 1 year, assuming you're going to play well, and if you do, then you get another contract somewhere. Maybe Pittsburgh, maybe not. Speaking of staying where you are appreciated, Baker J. Mayfield. 3 years, $100 million to stay in Tampa.
That'll do.
I love it. They re-signed Mike Evans. You got weapons. You were really good this year, Baker Mayfield. You won the division. It's a winnable division. $50 million guaranteed, and the other 50, obviously, you have to earn. But I think it's a great move by both sides here. His best football was this year in Tampa.
Yep.
So congrats to him. The Patriots, and a bit of a surprise here, they traded Mac Jones. Now, I think this is Gerard Mayo, the new coach, saying, we're going to just cut the cord here with the Belichick era. I'm not Bill Belichick. I'm not going to pretend I'm Bill Belichick. Let's get a new quarterback in here. So Mac Jones is gone. Bailey Zappe, at least for the time being, is the starting quarterback in New England. 6th-round draft choice to Jacksonville.
He won't be the starter.
You know why it wasn't a 7th-round draft choice? Because there's only 6 rounds, I think, in the NFL draft. No, maybe there are 7.
There's 7. Normally there's 7. Unless there's something going on I don't know about.
6th-rounder. And he was a top 10 quarterback pick.
That's on a weak draft, I think that's an okay. I mean, that's a guy you want. He's never going to start, he's a serviceable backup.
He's a backup to Trevor Lawrence. Absolutely. And if anything happens to Trevor Lawrence, guess what? You got an experienced backup quarterback. But it was basically free. That's about as close as you can get to not just getting cut. Mm-hmm. Being traded for a 6th-rounder. Obviously, 7th would be as close as you can get to not being cut. So there's our Russell Wilson talk. We're not going to talk about it the rest of the week. We're done with the Steelers. Talk about the Steelers in August or September, maybe.
It's basketball time, baby.
It is. Indiana 65, Michigan State 64. One stop is what Mike Woodson asked his team to get at the end. They did, and now they finish tied for sixth in the Big Ten, sixth seed with the tiebreakers for the upcoming tournament. They will play Thursday at 9 against Michigan Penn State winner. Win that, you get Nebraska on Friday. Again, games that you look at and go, we can win these games, especially the way they're playing. Now, Trey Galloway, Scooter says he's going to play Thursday. I want to be assured by somebody not named Dr. Dengus. I will say that. But they need Trey Galloway. Khalil Ware, was he at Oregon?
Is that right? He was. Yep.
28-12 yesterday.
Yeah, he was really good.
He was really good. I watched a bunch of that game. Hit the free throw at the end to win it. By the way, 5 of 12 at the line.
As a team?
As
or
a
him?
Team. As a team.
Jeez, yeah, that's horrible.
5 of 12. But he hit the one he had to hit because he missed the first one. And he hit that second one. He's the guy that tapped out the rebound on the defensive end to Xavier Johnson, who was able to just run like he stole something there like he was running to the Christmas tree on Christmas morning. Renew had 16, and Bako 13-6. X Johnson, I know only 3 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. He, believe it or not, has become a steadying influence on this team.
Well, and he's coming
they
off.
Need it.
He's coming off the bench now, which is really weird. Gabe Cupps has continued to start. It's working.
Tyson Walker. I didn't think they were ever going to stop him.
No.
He had 30 for Michigan. 30 of their 64. That's a pretty good day. Indiana shot 47.5%. They held Michigan State to 38.5%. IU was 6 of 17 from 3. Michigan State was 8 of 25. Again, 5 of 12 at the line. Sparty only got there 7 times, though. They were 6 for 7. Indiana, 16 turnovers. Michigan State, 9. They still don't turn teams over very well.
No.
They did out-rebound Sparty by 6, 39-33, and now you're a 6 seed in the Big Ten tournament, which 3 weeks ago, if I'd have said, Scoot, will you take 6th seed in the Big Ten tournament? You would have sign me up immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I might have could have said 8th seed.
I'd have taken that,
and
too.
You might have said, sign me up immediately.
Absolutely. And by the way, I know, I'm not sure if Trey will play on Thursday, much like yourself. I hope he does. But he did announce in his senior night speech that he will play next year. So that's cool.
That is good news for Indiana. Yep. I don't care who else comes. Well, I do care who else comes back. Let's not kid ourselves. They need, is Ware coming back? I don't see why, where he'd go.
Yeah, I mean, apparently he's been getting draft buzz, so I assumed he would come back as well. But
he's got a lot to work on.
He does. Who's to say he can't work on all that in like the G League or with a team somewhere?
Renew?
I would think Renew would come back.
I would think so.
Him and Mbako, I would say both would come back, although Mbako's played a lot better as of late, so who knows with that.
Do you know what happened 4 years ago tonight?
4 years ago tonight, the world stopped.
PA announcer telling fans at the Jazz Thunder game that the game had been postponed. Remember that?
Yep.
That was our first sense of what's going on here. Something's wrong here. Rudy Gobert breathing on the microphone.
Hard to believe that was 4 years ago.
4 years ago tonight.
That was quick. That was a quick 4 years.
In Oklahoma City, game canceled. That was not the first sign, but that was a big sign that sports in general we're going to have to take a hiatus. Speaking of taking a hiatus, they've done it all year. Louisville loses to Boston College. See, that's a good segue right there. 67-61 is the final. I mentioned this earlier. Let it be over. BHH had 14-9. He's actually played very well the last half of this season. I don't know who the coach is going to be next year, but one of the first things I would do is try to get Brandon Huntley Hatfield back on this team next year.
He's got to hop in the portal, right?
I would think most of these guys that have an opportunity to go somewhere else are going to jump in the portal. Scott Clark had 11. Those were the only two cards in double figures on Saturday. Caleb Glenn, 9-5. Tyler Johnson had 9. Card shot 33%, 4 of 17 from 3. Got out-rebounded by 11. They did only have 11 turnovers to Boston College's 16, but up next, NC State, the 10 seed in the Kevin Keats, by the way, former Louisville assistant, is their head coach. 10 seed on Tuesday, 4:30 ACC Network. That's tomorrow. Wow. Wow.
That is tomorrow.
ACC tournament starts tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Kyra Elzey out as Kentucky's head women's basketball coach.
See you.
She would have been out 2 years ago, but they won the SEC tournament.
Yeah.
One of the biggest upsets we've ever seen in SEC tournament history. They beat South Carolina in the final. I think they beat LSU in the semifinal. Or Tennessee, maybe. It was a crazy run. Nobody saw it coming. And even if you're going to get rid of the coach, you win the SEC tournament, you almost have to keep her.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was going to get let go after last season, which was terrible. This season wasn't any better. You had Ryan Howard, who was the number one pick in the WNBA draft and last year, and got nothing out of it. And that was a sign. So Mitch Barnhart will try to find somebody that can help Kentucky close the gap with some of those SEC teams that are top 10 teams. Easy to see that coming. System was 4-4-1 on the final weekend season of the season, Scoots. That's kissing your sister there. That's as good as it gets. 4-4-1. Winners were USC over Arizona, Kansas State over Iowa State, Texas Tech beat Baylor by 10 in Lubbock, and Tulsa over 24th-ranked South Florida. They will not be 24th-ranked anymore.
No, sir.
The losers, Providence couldn't hang with UConn. Xavier was close, but Marquette got them by 6. It was a 4-point. I was getting 4 there. Mississippi State was favored and lost in overtime at home to South Carolina, and Iowa loses to Illinois by 12 in Iowa City. That hurts the Hawkeyes, by the way, in their hopes of getting to the NCAA tournament yesterday. Purdue beat Wisconsin 78-70. Wisconsin scored the last 8 points of the game.
Make it look respectable.
That may have hurt me. I'm just saying. It may have hurt my green, my wallet.
What do you get for betting Purdue?
Two top 25 games tonight, both in the West Coast Conference. 9 o'clock, Santa Clara against St. Mary's. St. Mary's is 9.5. 11:30, San Francisco against Gonzaga. The Zags are 8.5. You going to be up for that one, 11:30
No,
start?
Sir. Well, yeah, I will be, but I will not be watching. I'll be back crawling in bed.
Back at it tomorrow. Tony Burke will join me in studio. We'll break down all these tournaments. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.